Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ululamile uthi ya usifaka ngala esigabeni sesithathu okuyisigaba sokugcina ya I am ehlabelela la uthini ululamile uthi uthikubone la unyuwi ya uthi ululamile iwona ke umhlabelelo asifaka ngawo kulesi sigaba sokugcina lishayile elesine ihora na imzuzu manje ithi 19 after 4 o'clock njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ke kulesi sigaba ngizobe nginabantu abasha ya ithi ke ngibabingelele Happy Youth Month. Happy Youth Month. Inyanga engiyithanda kakhulu lena. Ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi la studio kuzobe kugcwele abantu abasha throughout inyanga yonke. Ya kuze kube semaphethelweni. Dumelang King. Mina ngiyakhuluma ngithi mara niyangizwa ngithi. Okay. Ngapha ngino ubani lo?
Fezekile Nkosi.
Nginofezekile Nkosi.
Unomthandazo.
Ngapha.
Joyce Melani.
Ya.
Shanti Mawe.
Shanti ubuyile futhi bazalwane. Nizwile earlier on. Ya, usibusisile. Nge-word of encouragement. Ekhuluma into ebalulekile. I-identity. Uthi bantu abasha. Embrace your identity in Christ. Ya, kodwa manje ke singena kwenye indaba la indaba yokuba humble. Sikhuluma nabantu abasha sibuka ukuthi kusho ukuthini to be humble. Imapha ama reward
impilo yakho nathi.
Ngena atholakalayo uma ke uhlezi humble ungumuntu omusha. Hey, ivele yangena indaba la. Ithi hey bahle simoshele isikhathi. Ya, sizokhuluma indaba yokuba humble bazalwane. Njoba ngiye ngashare some scriptures ngaphambi kokuthi sixoxe le ndaba. Luke 14 verse 11 nalapha ya ku 1 Peter 5 verse 6. Ya, ngizothanda nje ukuthi kube yibona abantu abasha basi unpackela yona le ndaba yokuba humble. Ithi ngicale ke ngosisinomthandazi ngoba uyimento yabo labantu abasha enginabo la. Sisinomthandazo ngiphinde ngikwamukele la kuleli khaya la kwa Radio Pulpit.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much.
Amen. Mhlawumbe siqale ngokumazi sisinomthandazo ungubani?
Unomthandazo is a born again Christian. I love God. I am I'm a youth leader in Ngena Isonto eyo Kingdom Come International Lise Mamelodi under the leadership yaka Apostle Simejani no Pastor Dimakatu Simejani. Yes, as I mentioned, yeah, currently I'm leading the youth. I'm a mother of two. I have a teenager, she's 16, she's here with us, Sufezekile.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah. A son who is 10 years old. Yes.
Okay, so good daughter.
Yes.
And then ngapha ngino?
Joyce Melani.
Okay, Joy, yenu puma api?
You puma Mamelodi East SNS.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm 19 years old, and then currently a first-year student.
Wow, ufunda lani?
Law.
Unamanga wena. Sinomeli la, in the making. Wow, okay, first year yakhole.
Yes.
And kunjani nje?
It's actually good.
Yeah.
It is great.
Into ba ulogo funu kuyenza cool?
Yes.
Wow, okay. And then sino, kwanje ngapha sinobani, Ushanti. Yeah, Shanti.
Hi.
Yeah, no, none of my good is cool men now earlier on, but things are tender for to go together. Yeah, Ubanu Shanti.
Okay, so my name is Shanti Mabue. I come from Your Kingdom Come International, which is at Mamelodi East SNS under Apostle M. Simejani and Pastor D. Simejani. I'm 19 years old.
Okay. When now, first year, go to share.
I'm currently on a gap year.
Oh, why, if I may ask? Why ugu gap year?
So it's a long story, but to cut it short, like I was on a waiting list at universities, like on January.
Okay.
So that's why I ended up being on gap year.
Okay. No, yes, wagala. Gonjubani?
Fezekile,
when we are found?
I'm in school, yeah. I'm still at school.
When's a great one?
I'm in grade 10.
Grade 10.
And I'm 16 years old.
Okay. So when utanda kufundelani?
Not sure yet. Quite a few options.
Uh-huh.
But probably medicine. When I do medicine.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, go for it. Okay, mhlambe ngiqale ngawe sisinomthandazo sikhuluma indaba yokuba humble ukubaleka kokuba humble ngoba kuyi fruit of the spirit to be humble njoba izwi lisho mhlambe asiqale ngokuchaza nje ukuthi ukuba humble kusho ukuthini.
Okay, so humility as you mentionile ukuthi it's a fruit of the spirit, so you basically mina ngayibeka ukuthi humility is to be like Christ. Humility is to be like Christ, and you know Colossians chapter number 1 verse number 15 yachaza ukuthi Christ is the image of the invisible God. So when we look at the life ya Jesu, that's when we are able to see humility at its fullest, right? And it speaks of those, I mean, when you mention the fruit of the spirit, Galatians chapter number 5, it speaks about love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, patience, and self-control. And Christ, he humbled himself to the point of death. So, ukuba like him, you know, is to resemble what he is about. So humility, and I would say we lack it, you know, currently in this generation. And I think it was predicted even in scripture, you know, the prophecies. I mean, you read the book of Corinthians, it says, you know, children will be disrespectful to their parents. They will be lovers of themselves, you know. So it's to be like Christ, because had we not had Christ as an example to see, then we would not know what it is. So I think that's what humility is. It's to be Christ-like.
To be Christ-like. So, into sibona ikubantu abasha leyo?
No. I know. We lack that. It's not the...
It's challenging, Godo.
Hey, Yazi, this TikTok generation, this, you know, I think maybe it's because at the end of the day, as I said, when I quoted the scripture, Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, it Christ is the image of the invisible God. So it means what you see matters, what you look at, what you follow.
Yeah.
So I think the challenge is because Christ said, follow me and I will make you.
Yeah.
You know, so I think the challenge is that young people are not following the right things. They're not following the right person they should be following.
Yeah.
They're following other people, so-called influencers and all of that. And unfortunately, they're not being made to become humble. You know, so I think what you see, what you follow is what makes you. So the challenge with our generation, it's maybe nowadays, you know, it's the visuals, there are a lot now.
Yeah.
But they are not positive. So the challenge is, what they are surrounded with currently, what they are being influenced by. That's why the lack of humility is not there.
Yeah.
Because the people that they look up to are not humble themselves.
So bagcina balahlekelwa i-identity leyo Shanti bekakhuluma ngayo phambilini. So singathi nje abantu abasha abazazi kahle hle ukuthi bangabobani, because umoya uma uya ngala baya ngala, uma omunye ku TikTok athi hey phela kuningi, yazi is pitipiti man ku TikTok,
it's too much.
So uma lo ethi hey uyayizama le yanto, omunye abuye futhi akhuluma ku opposite kulokuyana, uyayizama futhi le yanto ayibonayo or mhlawumbe afundiswa yona. Okay, ithingi ze kubona abantu abasha. Ngiqale kubani? Ngiqale kuwe ubani uQoli ne?
Joy.
Yeah, ithi ngiqale kuwe Joy. Njengoba wena bowuse high school last year ne?
Yes.
Uyabubona ubuntu noma ukuba humble kwabantwana besikolo?
No.
Mm. Kwenziwa yini?
Probably most us as youth, we think we know a lot, right? And mostly with what information we have been given on social media platforms.
Yeah.
So those information, we are not implementing it correctly. So most of youth and most of them, they lost Christ. They do not believe. They do not have faith. So when you do not believe, when you do not have faith, you mostly probably lose to humble yourself because you barely do not understand what it means to humble yourself and humility.
Sure. That is powerful. That is powerful, Joy. I think those are the same question go Shanti. Shanti?
Hi.
Mm.
Can you please repeat that question?
Ubu humble uyabubona kubantwana besikole, especially go high school. I think you were at a high school last year. Mo buka wena yini enza ukuthi abantwana besikole bagcina mhlambe bangalaleli othisha and then bagcina bangabi humble ukre khona lenyatso nje because waitse ke ngidula ho feel high school ne and heke ya mola ke bolela le bo teacher ba re yo na re tlhapile matsogo waitse na re tlhapile matsogo re ba lebella so and meng ha kere ke ba utlwella ne ba re ei bahle waitse rona rena hana hore problem ke eng banaba basale young ne and then bo mama bona le bona basale young and then how rwa lebella le bo koko ba teng basale young you know so ke me o batla lena o go TikTok obviously and then kwen ke ngwana lena o go TikTok obviously ne and then go bo felo mbaletsatsi inna kare this young person o sa kenang skolo le me o ka re like ba mo competitioning you understand and then gona le some other things tse leng hore ba di lebella from the parents and then they think like maybe kwena Shanti ne akere mama hao maybe o mona ya ka your friend o thoma go motella o thoma go bolelela ka mkhonya ka go bolelela ka teng. And then go skolong o batla go etsa the same thing because skin toileng hore o tlhaga le yona ko gae you know and then bo humble abo sa le teng so le he o mona mem o le because le yena o krele thaka ya mama hao akere le yena o sa le yang ke lebeletse bo t-shirt ba ona nong le bona they are very young so when as a young person mhlambe into o ye wa experience esikolweni enza ukuthi labantwana bagcine bangalaleli the teachers wenzwa yini?
Okay, so nakena hana it's because of like youth ne it too proud of themselves like but na hana mo ka bona
yeah
also the another peer pressure is social media
yeah
the things they see mo social media le batho ba followang
akitse mike how ntse yang go utlwa ka re go utlwella go kgole ya tumetsenyana mo wena yeah yeah okay.
So I was saying lead social media.
Yeah.
So but baba followang le bona baba influencer.
Oh.
Go kamkhoba phela because like if they see a person on social media a behavior this way, they think it's right.
Yeah.
Cuz like this person only more followers, but when she ba mo follower and all that. So ha ba bona motho a behavior in a certain way, le bona ba bona ka it's right. That's yeah. Why they lose their being humble. So they're too proud of themselves. Our youth is too proud of themselves.
E ka loka mara this thing. How lebeletse wena? Gore bana ba sekolo ba boele e nne bana ba sekolo. Yeah, ka modimo fela ne.
E ka loka ka nnete. Like if we encourage our youth to find God, e ka loka shem.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, e sa le teng ba re keng rena ne re bitsa assembly ke itse hona nongeng. E sa le teng go dikolong. It's still there.
Yes.
Okay. So let's ang halile ko assembly. You pray, you praise and worship.
Cause usko longing sarena, there's a pastor. So the pastor would usually open a verse, then we pray. But it's not every week, cause I don't know why. But it's not every week. Maybe once a month or twice a month we pray. They share a verse. Yeah.
Mm. So when you understand ang ka go ba humble or humility?
Like she said, like Mem Nomthi said, humility is being Christ-like.
Mm.
So if, as young people, we look at Christ, it would be easy for us to be humble.
Mm.
In Philippians, it says that Jesus humbled himself to the point of death.
Mm.
So humility also means being obedient, submitting. So as young people, as Christians, young people who are Christians, it is our responsibility to bring out this thing of humility. Because if we don't do it, then no one will do it.
Mm-hmm.
So serving Christ in our generation, it's a taboo. People think if you serve Christ, you're a loser and then you're missing out.
Mm.
Not at all. I can testify serving Christ is the best thing you can do. And that's a form of humility.
Yeah.
Serving God is a form of humility. And then if it says that those who are humble, they will be lifted up at the right time.
Mm.
So don't think you lost out. You lose out when you serve Christ. Not at all. Instead, you are storing out treasures in heaven for yourself.
Mm. Wow. Yo, ngiyayithanda into oyishoyo, Joy, and njoba ke eshilo la usisi Nomthandazo ukuthi to be humble is to be Christ like. So kusho ukuthi always kumele sibuke noma sihambe kuma ku example ka Christu ukuze sizokwazi ukuba humble.
Yes.
And me ar lebeleng leko gaye ne. Mhlambe ngikhulume la no uJoy ne. Joy. So wena ko gaye ke eng seleng hore wa setseya and then uphela ka sona.
Well, firstly is believing in God and having faith in him.
Yeah.
And also respecting one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and also being able to set boundaries and being able to acknowledge between a younger person and an adult.
Mm-hmm. So as a first year student, you know, but a tertiary, a hotswani pela liko, liko high school. So far, ke challenge e feng eleng hore wa ibona?
If you don't do it yourself, for yourself, nobody will do it for you.
Mm.
And nobody will force you to say, study, do this. Here's a homework, you have to attend classes. Nobody will. If when you're not pushing yourself to do it,
mm-hmm.
then nobody will push you.
Mm. Yes. Wow. Isikhathi ke sithi 16:38 ngihlezi nabantu abasha la sikhuluma indaba ye humility, sikhuluma indaba yokuba humble, what it means to be humble. Kanti ke usisi Nomthandazo uyibeke ngendlela okuthi everyone angayi understand ukuthi ukuba humble is to be njengo Christu. UKristu kwakuwumuntu oyithobile. UKristu uyazi bekuwumuntu omkhulu, but bongeke ubone ukuthi ungumuntu ophakeme ngoba ngaso sonke isikhathi beka humble. And ukuba humble uba ngumuntu okuthi ku easy ekutheni umuntu angaku-approach ku-easy, nanokuthi umuntu angahlala nawe phansi mhlawumbe akutshele iy'nkinga zakho. But if awukho humble, it means une-pride. It means futhi umuntu nje oyitshelayo. You said angithi ukuthi ubani uJoy yabona amagameni ngiyawahlanganisa. Yeah, ufezile uyikhulumile indaba yokuthi abantwana besikolo ukuze-ke bangabi humble, kungabi ngabantwana abakwaziyo ukuyithoba, ukuthi bayayitshela and they think ukuthi bazi yonke into. Kanti why baya esikolweni if bazi yonke into?
Exactly.
Angithi uya esikolweni ukuthi uyofunda. Mm. And ikhona nale nkulumo eshoyo ukuthi buza kwabaphambili.
Mm.
Umzali uyazi ukuthi ikuphi oku right for wena. Uthisha esikoleni uyazi ukuthi no, if you take lendlela izokufaka la kungafanele khona. But ngoba abantu besikolo hey bayazi, they bayafunda ngithi ko social media, they thought ukuthi lokho bakufunda ku social media iyona indlela okuthi mhlambe i right or izoletha happiness. And then happiness into nje ukuthi into yamanje and then iyandlula. So sis Nomthandazo, njengoba ungumuntu ohola abantu abasha, ama challenges maphi osuka ubhekana nawo ikakhulukazi uma kuza kule ndaba yokuthi bayithobe bangabantu abasha?
Yes, yazi, I mean, one of the things I was thinking about it now is since siyaqhubeka nikhuluma, there's one thing uChrist ayikhulumile, you know, when he said unless you become like a child,
yeah,
you know, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And that's one of the things in terms of our challenges that we experience. And something simple as, you know, even in church, in terms of worshiper, just lifting up your hands and just singing, that thing seems very difficult for young people these days.
Yeah.
You know, they feel, I'm too serious for doing that. You know, I'm too, no, I can't. I don't know, I have makeup or whatever the reason may be. But, and that shows when that somebody's not humble.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, even prayer itself, you cannot pray if you're not a humble person.
Yeah.
Because prayer, automatically, when you're a person who goes and prays, it means you're saying, I'm aware that I'm insufficient.
Yeah.
I'm aware that I can't.
Mm-hmm.
But a person who's proud, ufilagutu uyagwaz, uzayin. So as, you know, hola aba young people, we come across those things, which you even have to beg them, guys, sing. I mean, you say in a youth session, can somebody take out a song? It's a big thing. Like, we have to wait for 10 minutes before a song can come out. And these are Christians. These are believers. We expect Uti, you accepted him, you love him, you know, you should. And you check, and I think the reason why it's a challenge, as I'm saying it, is because you play any music, or secular music, dancing and singing along to that song, it's easy. You won't have to ask them, you know. I mean, you'll be in a youth session and a car could be passing by, Kali's musical. They would turn and be like, yes, that song, you know. And it's a concern, you know, this generation. And I think because now it goes back to that question you asked with him, as you're asking Joy, what is it that you've taken from home that you are practicing?
Yeah.
We find that even though the young people are coming to church, but it seems like it's not something they live outside of church. So I think that is the biggest challenge. It's like they are double-minded in most instances. You know, they have not fully sold or given themselves.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest challenge that we have. And I mean, you cannot serve two masters. So that's the biggest challenge with our young people currently.
Yeah.
You hear that a lot, you know, uti marasise zulwini la. You know, and we are not there yet, as if we should live a certain way. But in actual fact, we should resemble Christ here on earth, you know. So, yeah, that's the main challenge that we are experiencing as youth leaders. It's like they are this side and this side, you know. They want to please their friends, and at the same time, they want Christ. Yeah.
So, peer pressure, ne? Yeah. 1642 asikhulube nabantu abasha njengoba sikhuluma indaba yokuyithoba ukubaluleka kokuyithoba ngomuntu omusha. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi kukhona ama rewards lapho uyithoba ungumuntu. So ithi ngibuyele kuwe futhi sisinomthandazo, ayini ama benefits ukuba humble?
You know, being, because again, going back to being Christ-like, it's humility.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible, Gonagu, the book of Philippians chapter 2, where it speaks of Christ, you know, as how he humbled himself to the very end. It continues to explain with him, and then he was exalted above.
Yeah.
You know, so there is a reward. In as much as to be humble, Pele, to require, I mean, maybe not talking, let's say not talking back to your parent. Let me give that example. There's a form of death that happens, you know, because you have to subject, you have to have that self-control. And it feels painful at the time. But then once you have done that, you realize the benefit would be, I have a good relationship with my parents. You know, I get blessed for that because, you know, the Bible says it's the first commandment with a promise. Honor your father and mother so that things will go well with you. But because we don't want to suffer or subject ourselves to that temporary pain the same way that Christ has, so that there would be that reward. But at the end of the day, the rewards are the blessings of the Lord. It's peace among other people, you know. And ultimately, the Lord will exalt you. There's no way you can be following the word of God and then wafana na a person who rejects the word of God completely. So, but in the instance of even when you maybe say among young people themselves, you know, when you are a humble person, you're always that person, in as much as they can say, hey, mamu ruti u. Hey, this one. But those things, they're just temporary things. But ultimately, you'll be that person that there's something different about you.
Yeah.
You get those very young people coming to you for advice because they can see that this person is different.
Yeah.
So there's that reward of that thing does not only go to as young people, but it will take you further even to the workplace when you get older, even in university and beyond, even in business. You know, when you're a humble person and how you treat your employees, this thing goes further than just you being humble, but it works across the board in every work of life.
Sure. Yo, Joy, in fact, nonke la, menginibukile, ngibona nje abantwana aba humble. And wena nje ubuhamba nomama, obviously. And ngokubuka kwakho vela, ngiyabona ukuthi ungumntwana ohumble, ungumntwana olalelayo. So, kukusiza kanjani wena to stay humble, ikakhulukazi kulesi sikhathi esiphila kuso?
It is difficult to be humble in this generation. It's a hard thing. It's an adventure.
Yeah.
It even seems taboo for some of the young people, but it is actually possible. You cannot do it without Christ. You have to have a source. You have to have something.
Yeah.
So I ignore the social media. I'm not saying I don't want TikTok. I do watch TikTok. But then I don't leave by social media.
Yeah.
I make sure with my source is Christ.
Mm.
So having your quiet time, going to God and everything, it is really helpful in helping you to be humble. Yeah. Also prayer. Remember, prayer is a form of submitting.
Yeah.
So praying helps practice. It's a practice for you to actually be a humble person.
Mm.
Yeah. So being God's servant, being a lover of God, being a Jesus girl, it's what keeps me going and what makes me humble.
Wow. Lapekaya unombuzo for abantwana bethu. Ithingivulele ingcingo mhlambe ke une advice othanda ukubanikeza yona or unombuzo for bona 0123341322 ungashaya nange WhatsApp call ku 0781400778 noma uthumele i WhatsApp i VN noma i text ku 0826572729 or mhlambe ungu teacher and amanye ama challenges obhekana nawe esikolweni abantwana nje abasalaleli abantwana abasekho humble abantwana nje ubuntu abukho noma ungena nje ungumem eklasini babona nje uyintanga yabo futhi ababoni nje kuba khona nomehluko bayaqhubeka nje babe ngabantwana abayibona so nidila kanjani nezinto ezifana nalezo 0123341322 ngikuthathele la uVashan Michelle ufichara uDonny McClecken uthi see the goodness
from your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM
0123341322 sikhuluma nabantu abasha sibuka la indaba yokuba humble sikhuluma ngehumility namuhla ukuthi ngabe into esiyibonayo nakule insuku esiphila kuzona kubantu abasha and into engiyithandayo ukuthi naba bakhona abantu abasha bayasho ukuthi hayi cha hey kunzima ezikolweni asayiboni leyo nto kodwa ke ngiyajabula mina ukuthi basese khona abantu abasha ukuthi bahlezi enkosini and lokho bakufundayo emakhaya, lokho bakufundayo even naseyinkonzweni, bayaqhubeka bahambe ngakho. Nangu uJoy, yeah, uJoy we example enhle. I-first year yakhe esikolweni kodwa usamuzwa ukuthi uyashisa. Uyashisa for Jesus. And ngiyacabanga Joy ukuthi nalapha eVarsity iqiniso bazolazi ngawe. And you know into abalekile ukuthi umuntu ngakhuluma naye ne akasuhutlo ro waring. Utlo lebella di action tsa hao.
Yes.
Like hona ba yanong re ka bua ka go ba humble. But if na I'm not a humble person, utlo nkutlwa yang. And king so ithutang sona monna if I'm not humble. So if nkhuluma ngo bo humble, kumele uyibone kimi lento ngiyiphila. And then ubone nanokuthi ama rewards akhona or yini oyibenefitayo ekutheni ube ngumuntu onje. So I ngizokhuleka for wena every day, yezwa.
Thank you.
Yeah, ukuthi bona ube a light.
Amen.
Ngo utlabeng o lekoteng. Kore le bona ba iputsitse ba re mara motho o phela byang. Kore ba iputsise kore ba ne le dipuo ne? And then ekugcineni batle ko wena gape ba ra ile rona re batla go tsiya tsela e. We are tired.
Amen.
Yeah, ke life e re iphilang. Konjo bani obudala ngakhuluma naye uShanti. Yeah, so yangizwa manje ne. Sorry. Mina I thought ukuthi uyangizwa all this time. So when I Shanti, as you read the word of God and then lisho ukuthi asiyithobe because uma singayithobi uNkulunkulu siyamehlisa ngoba sifuna ukuthi kube yithina esiba phezulu and then uNkulunkulu simbekelele. So when a king ewe benefitileng ukuthi ube ngumntwana ohlezi e humble ngazo zonke ikhathi.
Okay, so being humble ne it is not easy ne,
yeah,
but it is worth it. So na what I've learned from being humble is that I've learned obedience, ne?
Yeah.
I also gelinile a lot of things like reading the word, understanding the word, also getting guidance like from our churches. I've been getting guidance from our pastor Dimakatso Simejani. So she's the one that taught me obedience and all those things, cause na I personally ne ke sa itse silo ka Bible, like ne ke sa itse silo, ne ke sa itse re the different types of visions on Bible and all those things ne. And then the person who helped me ke pastor wa rena go gerekeng, she helped me a lot,
yeah,
and ruta obedience and ruta the Bible and ruta the word. So from being humble ke leni lor, there are many rewards that you won't see now, but then there are those rewards that are coming. So being humble in all the rewards in Jesus, I've learned that.
Amen. Wow. Asilalele nansi la voice note.
Asimingelele ngabalaleli bonke bethu umsakazo wetindzaba. Kuhle kakhulu. Hayi, ngiyathanda kakhulu lesihloko lesi ekukhulunywa ngazo. So bezwa ngokukhuluma kwakuthi nangaba. Kanimambo kozaza.
Kali mambo, yebo uyabezwa ngempela ukuthi kungabantwana abayithobile, kungabantwana abahumble, kungabantwana abanobuntu. Yebo, ngoba ubuntu buyadingeka impela, ikakhulukazi uma sithi siyakholwa kodwa ubuntu bungekho. Uthola inkulumo nje zakho, yazi umuntu azazibuza ukuthi uyakholwa ngempela lo muntu. Okay, asilalele futhi enye la i voice note. I hope ukuthi yethu le ithingizwe.
Ngicela baholi abantu njengoba inyanga iphelile nje, baqikelele ukuthi bathenga ukudla, bathenga zonke izinto eziba izidingo bayibeka eduzane kwabo, especially uthenga into engabole njengoma tuna fish and everything ukusondeza eduzane. Ngicela nje ukusho njalo, into oyibona ukuthi emergency uzoyidinga, kungenzeka kufike isikhathi sokuthi kufanele ngabe uyayithenga ingenzeki, kungahambeki. Isonde zethuze kwakho. Uzokhumbula ukuthi izinto ezaba yinkinga kakhulu ngesikhathi selooting. Kwaba yinkinga kapetrol, kwaba yinkinga yemithi, mangabe unengane encane thenga into engasibe yimithi yengane. Bese uthenga ukudla ube nakho. Kungconywana ngoba
Ay, le ngathi
ezibakhona emakhaya.
Le ngathi akusiyone. Ngathi akusiyone yethu le indaba engilalele la. Ayihambisani nengxoxo yethu. Yokuba humble yabathe siyabonga kubaba la njoba esixwayisa azange silalele ukuze kufike egcineni ukuthi ke kungani esixwayisa. Okay, in closing, Joy ungathini kubantu abasha?
They must learn to listen, mostly to older people, be humble and have humility. Because if you're able to listen to older people that have walked through this journey, then you will able to resemble your life in a good direction and believing in Christ.
Yeah. Fezile?
What I can say is that, like I said before, serving Christ is not... You're not a loser if you're a servant of Christ. Mm. It is a good thing to keep the fire of revival going. And to the believers, to the young believers, it is our responsibility to bring out the word, to reach out to people and gather the lost souls, as it is a sign of humility.
Amen. Asithathe la umlalele layinini sawubona. Sawubona. Sawubona ma. Gogo. Yebo gogo.
Ngiyabonga bazukulu bami, ngiyabonga. Ngiyabonga ukuthi nami kuza bami emva kwami abazohamba kumecabeni uJehova.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu siyafanele sibakhulekele bahle, siyajabula, siyabakhulekela ngomkhuleko ukuthi inkosi ungabashiyi.
Amen.
Yeah. Ngiyabonga abantu bami, ngiyabonga kunamazwi amnandi engiwathanda kakhulu lapha kuDeuteronomy 6:6-7. Bafunde lapho. Bafundele lapho. Amen.
Amen. Siyabonga gogo.
Deuteronomy 6:6. Yeah, bazukulu bami, ngithanda rati rati.
Amen.
Ngiyabonga kuzindaba ezimnandi kangaka. Mnandi izindaba zabazukulu bami.
Uthi incwadi ubani uDeuteronomy bani?
6:6.
Deuteronomy 6.
Verse 6 and 7.
Oh.
Lapho
kukhuluma khona ukuthi sifundise abantwana.
Amen. Siyabonga gogo. Bless you.
Thank you, gogo.
Bless you. Okay, Shanti, in closing.
Okay, now I'd like to say to our youth, be a born again. You won't regret it. Be a born again. Serve God. Worship Him. Like, So let's give our all to God. Let's worship Him. Let's praise Him. Who are the rewards?
Yeah.
Although they may not be visible now or at the same time, but then the rewards are the thing. So, yeah.
Sis Nomthandazo?
In closing, young people, it's Youth Month, and it's 30 years we just voted, some of us, 30 years of democracy. And Boguzabalaziwa, in 1976, we were fighting for education. Let's fight also, but let's fight for the right things.
Yeah.
Just encouraging you, Uti, don't lose yourself, even on June 16, that weekend. Do something, that's positive. There are youth conferences that are being prepared. Let's go there, hear the word of God. Above all, God has given us gifts. He gave gifts unto men in the book of Ephesians chapter number 4. The apostles, the prophets, pastors and teachers, they are there for you.
Yeah.
So go to church and be somewhere where you can grow with other young people.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Siyabonga. And mhlambe kunenye youth ngale eMamelodi but hayi lona re batla go ya ba le tholagala yang.
Yes, so we are at Your Kingdom Come International. As I mentioned, our pastor is Apostle Simejane, no Pastor Dimakato Simejane. It's a SNS. It's next to Ilompek. It's opposite the hall, Ritabile Hall. You can give you the contact if you would like. You can take my number. It's 078-448-1139. And we are also having a conference for the 16th, so you are welcome. You are invited.
Amen. Siyabonga, siyabonga bantu abasha. Asihlaleni enkosini ngaso sonke isikhathi. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you.
Bless you.
Uyazo Pastor Ray Legodi uzohlala nawe njoba sirishayile lesihlanu ihora. Mina ngiyabuya ekuseni ngo 4 ohlelweni mphatlalatsane. Sithi amandla ngawakho siphuma no Sipho Galenai.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.